Pat, you're going to be staffing this new office, at least part-time. Go ahead and describe what you'll be doing there and where the office is.
The office is in the upstairs of the Romead building. It's on the right-hand side. 201 is the number on the door, and it's a great space. The city of Petersburg has been kind enough to step up and donate that office space for the WAVE program, and Kathy and Barry Bracken donated a lot of furniture to stock the office. So we have a really nice setting we're putting together for victims and the community to utilize.
I wanted to ask Kathy, maybe talk a bit about the numbers of contacts you get for people who are concerned about domestic violence and sexual assault.
We always look at Alaska statistics because the Alaska statistics are among the highest in the nation. And I don't have any local statistics with me, but all you have to do is just read the newspaper and you see that domestic violence is a problem here as well. We've discovered that we don't receive calls from every incident that the police are called for. But we'll often receive calls for women who are experiencing domestic violence but have not called the police. We often receive calls from friends who want to know what they can do to help someone that they care about. So within our organization, we keep just very simple numbers of victims served, but we don't keep any names, and everything is strictly confidential. Some months go by, and we might get almost no calls. And over the past years, I've carried the crisis phone quite often. And I think on an average, I would receive maybe a couple of calls a month. And they're often from the courts to assist someone in filing a petition for a protective order. But every month is different, and every situation is unique. And even though it's sort of a relief that you don't get a call, we still know that domestic violence is happening all the time and that a lot of folks just haven't been able to take the step to ask for help. So I guess I'd also like to say that as victim advocates, we work with the people and not the statistics.
What does it mean to have an office now as opposed to just volunteers? Now you have a staff member and an office. People could actually stop by and get information and talk to someone. What does that mean for the community?
Well, it's a dream come true for the people in WAVE. Pat was hired toward the end of March and then went through advocacy training with other new STOP grant coordinators. And then after she returned to Petersburg, her newly acquired skills, plus those of experienced advocates and legal resources, were immediately put to work. We've already seen, maybe because we have a place and a constant person, increased number of people coming to WAVE for help. And it's almost like the saying, if you build it, they will come, because people just know about our office already, and they know about Pat, and they'll see her on the street, and they'll say, well, I want to volunteer, or what can you do to help me? And all advocates and other volunteers, we all take our responsibility very, very seriously. But I think having one person coordinate our efforts and doing the main victim service and an office as constants in our organization will give us the visibility and the capability we need to encourage people.
Talk about some of the specific things that you can do with people if they, you know, either walk in or give you a call and they need some help on various things related to this issue.
We have the ability to assist people with some mental health issues. WAVE was able to raise some money last year during the fundraising events to assist people with those sorts of needs. We, of course, can arrange safe harbor for victims. We can assist with the legal processes and the court.
Like restraining orders,
right,
that sort of thing.
Filling out the forms and navigating that system. Folks that are in the middle of domestic violence events tend to have a temporary deficiency in their ability to navigate the system. So, you know, our mission is to help them navigate when they're not thinking clearly.